Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise. This is the Dr. Denise Show, and I'm so excited. I'm restarting the Diva Discussion Series, and I've got a really, really, really exciting first guest of the season, Ivory Kalber. How are you?
Hey, Denise. I'm amazing. Or wait, should I say Diva Denise?
Oh my God, Diva Ivory. Yes. So I love it. You know, everyone, I have not seen Ivory. Ivory, how many years has it been? Has it been almost like maybe 3 years? Was it 2018?
Well, right. We have those pictures at the poolside when Iris was really little and she's turning 5 in November. So maybe 3 years.
I know. So everyone, I don't know if we can all relate when we're reconnecting with people we care about. And I thought you were like the exact person to have on the first season of this first show, an episode of Diva Discussions. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be your first guest back. And I love this topic. And I think I've been a diva and a redefined and reinvigorated and re-evolved diva at different times in my life. So maybe some of our listeners can relate with that, because maybe we're all like that, where we were a diva in some way before, and then we change and become a mom or become something else, but doesn't mean you're not still a diva, right?
No, absolutely. And I think, you know, obviously there's iconic divas in history, but I think when we're talking about self-love and what you just alluded to, you know, how do you access your own inner diva when you just have that love and you're actually integrating all the parts of you? And I feel like you've done that so eloquently, and I just want to like give you a shout out.
Thank you. I've done my best. I'm not so sure I've done it perfectly, but I guess I learned that self-love thing pretty early on in my modeling career, being a plus-size model, getting some negative feedback throughout my life for different things, body image stuff, body shaming, wanting to be a model when I was 14, but going to some scouts came to Hawaii where I'm from. And they just, of course, said what they have said to so many of us girls, and that was lose 30 pounds. And if only they had at that point known that plus size modeling was around the corner, I was actually really on track for being, you know, really perfect for a plus size model, but that wasn't really there. However, I've also heard some friends that were in the industry have a similar experience where they go and see an agency, and they not only said lose 30, they said lose 30 or gain 20. So no matter what you are, you're not right. So,
wow.
Yeah, we have to really not listen to those no's. And I was always a fan of just an answer is an answer. It doesn't have to carry so much weight. Pretend it was a yes, or pretend it was a not right now, and keep moving forward in the same way. You don't need to drop everything and be down on yourself. Just keep positive, keep believing that the next one will be a yes. And so that's how I developed my inner self-love. And obviously the dating scene played into that, not getting what I was looking for in men, and having to realize that first things first, let me just get myself straight and enjoy spending time with myself and all of those things. So that played into it. Off track us here.
No, you're actually perfect. And I think it's always interesting when you're listening to a show, like how did Dr. Denise and how did Ivory meet? And I want to give a shout out to Susan Pinsky, because you were a guest of hers. We met in 2014 in a waiting room for a podcast. Do you remember that?
Of course. I remember it super clearly. And you were so amazing. I was honestly not feeling my best at that moment for whatever reason. I can't remember. But again, it was more of an act as if moment, because you didn't even know that. You said to me, I saw you, you walked through the door, this diva, this, that. And meanwhile, in my head, I was thinking, I don't want to be here. I don't want to go to this. And that's one of the things I thought about when you asked me about speaking today. Being a diva is showing up, and even when you don't want to. I mean, I hate to be a study in dichotomy here, and such a, we can all be such hypocrites kind of saying one thing and doing another. But I think that's life, where if you need time to yourself and to tend to yourself. I'm not saying don't do that, but I've found so many times when I think I didn't want to go do something and I went and did it anyway, the miracles and the gifts that I was given because I didn't isolate and because I got out of my own head and I just went out and did it and connected with whomever was out there to connect with. You know, I've often thought, I pretty much know the outcome of me staying at home by myself. I know what's going to happen. I have no idea what's going to happen if I go out in the world. And I love that. I'm talking about, like I said, the magic of going out and meeting who you're going to meet. And I think that's the magic of life and being a diva throughout, but realizing, and one other thing that I can touch upon is the aspect of the products and whatever I heard in one of your, you know, spiels of your friends asking. So you're going to talk about beauty and products and those things too, right? And as much as I've really gotten away from that, living in Hawaii again, I rarely wear makeup, but when I do, I feel again like such a reignited diva. It's the best. And so I guess what I'm saying is never underestimate the power of a great makeover, a great hairstyle, a great like doing your hair and makeup. It always works for me. It really does.
So I just want to say that, you know, I'm going to tune back into that exact moment I connected with you because I talk on different shows about unseen energy. And I had a real connection with you on an empath level. And I just want to tell you, it's been really cool for me because I remember you were going through a breakup with someone and you felt comfortable telling me that before we go on the show that was actually ironically about intuition. And I remember too, it was right when your beautiful, beautiful shout out to your dog. Like it was like you and your dog was the initial family. And like, I've got to see you kind of go through that stage of Ivory. And tell us a little bit about your pup.
Oh yes, thank you. Thanks for reminding me. That's what it was, Denise. It was that I was going through that breakup. And yeah, so I was just a little bit on the down and outside. It wasn't terrible at all. It was of my own choice, the breakup. And I just was realizing this person wasn't right for me. But that still comes along with its own kind of downer, you know, kind of sadness. But yeah, I think around that time I had gotten Hollywood. She's my girl. Oh my gosh. She's my first daughter. And she is turning 7 in a couple of months. She is a huge, beautiful blonde Bouvier. I mean, talk about diva. Aww. She's like the diva of dogs.
Aww. Maybe yeah, we need is she in the photo that we're going to put?
You know what? Yeah, I actually sent you a photo of our whole new family, Insta family of 5 on Instagram. And she's included in the picture. She also has her own Instagram and it's Hollywood the Boov. B-O-U-V, like the Bouvier. Yeah,
you got to send me the link of that and we'll put a picture of her too.
Yeah, she's so cute and she's so awesome these days. She loves being a Hawaii dog and she's the biggest adventurer you'll ever meet. She just wants to jump out and like run through the jungle and go cruising. And even if it's like rocky and crazy, she's really into it. And she's so beautiful and cute. She's all fluffy right now. So we call her our little bunny.
Oh, that's really beautiful. Cute. So, you know, you and I have talked as friends and also on another show that we did on adaptive perfectionism versus restrictive and body positivity. I'm wondering if we want to, you know, go to one of your developmental, like tag your it, maybe take me to one of your supermodel moments and a diva moment, and then maybe another moment where you still feel like you handled it like a diva, like a tough situation.
Oh, I love your questions. You're always so challenging and it's tough to be put on the spot because I'm sure I have a million of these and why doesn't one specific one come to mind, right? But I'm sure I can conjure something up here. So let's see.
What about the time when you went to London?
Oh, the London was amazing. Yes, that was diva. And that was such a pinnacle moment as a model. It was one of those that you'd almost read about, where I had been with a London agency for a while and no hits, no bites. You know, I was an American, so it wasn't super common for them to fly over American models. But at one point I hear from my agent and she tells me that Marks and Spencer is just dying like to use me, just keeps talking about it and has asked about these certain dates. Now, the dates she gave me, I had already booked out, so to speak. That's how we called it when you can't work. And sure enough, those are the dates they wanted. I had booked out for a trip back home to Hawaii, and I'd promised a friend I would go with her. So I really couldn't change the dates. I just couldn't do it. And, you know, as it were, the production team had already chosen the dates and it was all set. So I wrote them back and said, I just can't do it. I'm so sorry. And she said, okay, but you do know that the rate is 4,000 pounds. And I said, yeah, divide by two. So $2,000, that's kind of a normal rate. I'm going to have to pass. And if you can't tell, I was a blonde, never had visited London yet. And so I was dividing by two when I was supposed to be multiplying by two. So $8,000 for a day of modeling is really not too shabby. And not many girls would turn that down, you know, models in their 20s. But here I was acting like beyond a diva and like, oh, I am too big for this. I don't need this money and I'm too busy.
And oh my gosh.
I know. Isn't that so funny? It was like almost a reverse diva moment that I did.
I love it. I love it. Actually, and I was watching at the time because I'm into numbers, right? When you just said the reverse diva moment, it was an 11-11 into our show. So I was like, diva, diva, diva.
Yes.
So go ahead. So what happened?
So anyway, so I said no, and I said no. And you know what that does? It makes them want you more and more. And the best part is they would call me. They wouldn't call me Ivory. They would call me Ivory May. We would love to book Ivory May. It was as though like I just had one name, Ivory May. And that is my middle name, of course, but it was just so cute to hear them say it. So we figured it out that I could go do this job. And as long as I were on a plane by a certain time on this certain day, I could fly around the world, follow the sun, land in LA, walk around the terminal, into the terminal to fly to Hawaii and get on the flight with my friend. And I literally followed the sun for 24 hours and arrived in home in Hawaii.
Wow.
And
did you have fun? I have a question. Did you have fun?
Well, yeah, it was a little bit fly by night. It was a little bit fast and furious, but that was even fun. And, you know, remember, this was a dream of mine to be a model. So this was what I was always dreaming of doing. It felt very jet set. It felt fun, and I felt sought after and those fun things. And the best part was actually that did begin a relationship with Marks and Spencer and me, and they booked me, you know, another handful of times. And the best part was every time I would go back to shoot again, my posters I had shot the time before would be in the store, and I'm talking floor to ceiling posters.
Aww.
And if you want to know the coolest part, talk about diva too. You want to know who was next to me as the so-called straight size model? You know, when it comes to the model world, they're straight size, and that's zero to like say six size person or double zero or whatever it is. And then plus size modeling starts at about a six or an eight and goes up to 16 or whatever that is. Anyway, so the straight size model they were using at the time was Twiggy, the original Twiggy.
What?
Yes. She was like, you know, in her 60s, and she was the model next to me. Yeah. I actually
shut the front door.
I didn't meet her, but our pictures were, you know, we did the same campaign.
Oh my goodness. I'm getting chills.
Thanks for reminding me of that story. It's truly one of two favorites. My other favorite was the same kind of situation. I was doing a show in LA. It was a show called, are we allowed to use silly language here, Denise?
Sure.
It's okay. It's not that bad. It was a show called Pieces, and then in parentheses of ass. And it was a show, a Broadway, off Broadway show of monologues about women, you know, of ourselves, and kind of bitching about the beauty industry or bitching about being beautiful or whatever that is. And so my story was about being a plus size model and the things that are the misnomers and how we get treated a little bit differently, and but how it's still, I'm in a huge industry, you know, that we shouldn't be looked down upon at all. But anyway, there are about 12 or 14 of us per show. And I was in that show. We were performing at the Roxy, actually, up on Sunset. And so fun. There were celebrities that would come and do their pieces with us. And it was a great show that went on for quite a few years. And so I was doing that show, and Playtex Bras wanted to use me. And they pay very well. And I knew that this time, but I still couldn't figure out how to do it. They needed me the day after I was on stage at 9 p.m. the night before, and they were in New York and I was performing in L.A. And so I was trying to figure it out. And I just couldn't get myself to JFK from JFK to the studio in that much time. There was no way. It just wasn't going to work. And so I don't know who had the bright idea, but we decided to charter a helicopter. And so I landed at JFK.
Super creative.
Isn't that awesome? And even the helicopter was
it's like a James Bond film.
Totally. I was going to shoot Roz.
That's why you're 007 agent.
There you go. So I made it. I walked in like maybe 5 minutes late and nobody was any the wiser. You know, I had to sleep on the plane, but that was okay. And yeah, those raw tags ran for another couple of years. And that's what's kind of fun about modeling as well, and maybe all media, is you get to do these things that stay around for a while and get reminded of the memory.
Speaking of that, I really want to tune in. You know, everyone, shout out to our ancestors that are in the other realms. Maybe you can honor some of your relatives, because you and I both have Midwestern roots. Do you want to give a shout out to any of your ancestors while we're here? I think it's really nice to do that.
That's super awesome. I want to give a shout out to my recently passed step-grandmother, Betty Barker Bashaw. She was really cool. And she was a psychologist. I'm so sorry. She was a psychiatrist as well. And she was kind of a diva in her own right. I mean, I shouldn't say kind of. She was a diva. And she was very up, you know, she built you up as a kid. She was very interested and really fun. I really loved her. So I miss her, and I'll do a shout out to her and hope.
Wait, what's her first name? Betty?
Betty. Yes. Betty.
Okay. Yeah. Because the way I see the universe, and I think you and I've talked about, you know, our ancestors, you know, my father just had the 10-year memorial passing on Saturday. And I feel like I got a wink, wink from him. I got to be on this really fun show called Mia. And ironically, someone, I think that's in the plus size industry that you've worked with, Lorna Leitz, is on the show.
Oh, fun. She was on a show with me for sure.
I know. So it's like, I can't even believe it's like all these like 6 degrees of separation that are happening. And then when you mentioned media, because, you know, we think, how do we become a diva? We have our relatives, all the love that gets put into us. Do you want to give, like, I was thinking about your grandpa.
Grandpa Floyd?
Yeah.
So cute. Yeah, I was just talking about him last night. I'm in a leadership academy with my real estate, actually. And I was giving a speech that I'm supposed to give in a few weeks for the leadership academy. And he
So can you tell everyone about like what you're doing so they know?
Exactly. Yeah. So I guess what you could say is I traded red carpets for moss carpets. And I now live on the Big Island of Hawaii where I grew up, and I became a realtor a few years ago. It was just something that a friend that was in the industry, actually someone that has passed on, Bill Parecki, I give a shout out to him very much. He's the one that saw in me what is in came to fruition now. He's just said, if there's one person that should be in this industry, it's you, Ivory. And it's really been true. Yeah, it's really been amazing. I became a real.
I'm getting chills.
I know.
Just the power of hope.
Yes.
And I'm getting lots of chills right now.
He's amazing.
Like, I'm getting chills of like love.
Yes.
Like all the love that's poured into you, and like the way you like to really, you're really someone who likes to honor others. And I love your down to earth. I always watch your family, and I know that you've had the red carpet, but you seem so happy in your earth realm. And I love the way you're honoring your new transition to this amazing career that you're having.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I am. I'm really loving it. It's worked out really perfectly. I went and lived my big, crazy Hollywood life, and I loved it, but it was time for me to come back to my roots, and it's all worked out really perfectly. The divine timing of everything has been perfect. And it's been an amazing career so far. In my first year, I did 18 transactions, which is unheard of.
And you were about to say something about Grandpa Floyd?
Oh, so Grandpa Floyd just came up last night because I got nominated in my, you know, in my early stage of real estate here to attend a leadership academy put on by the Honolulu Association of Realtors. And so that's not even on my island. And it's all done on Zoom now. Thank you, COVID. And so, but that's been kind of a cool thing where we're, you know, it makes it easier. I don't have to travel four times to Oahu and pay all those travel fee things. So it's been really nice. It's been a way of learning and learning leadership in this direct realm of real estate. And it's a nice thing to have on my resume. We make great connections. We're working on a group project, and it's one of those, you know, life-changing experiences and camaraderie building and really bridge building for the future. And it's nice. It's been really fun. So I have to work on an icebreaker speech about myself. My favorite topic.
I have to tell you something that comes to mind when we're like a diva, like a moment. I remember when you and I were walking on the Big Island when I was there, I think back in 2017, and you were at this like abundant time of being a mother, but kind of like, who am I now? And I think that's a question when you are a diva, whether you're a mother, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a supermodel, whether you're a realtor, there's moments where we all have to ask ourselves, what's next? And I feel like I feel really blessed. I remember exactly our loop we were doing. And so like our walk loop that we were doing on the Big Island. And so it's like, I think everyone needs to remember listening because, you know, we always share our glamorous moments, but there are times when we're in transition. And maybe could you give everyone a couple tips about like maybe what you were thinking and how you transitioned and some kind of humble tips about success and awareness?
Absolutely. I love that question. And I've thought about it often because I am so glad that I took the time I did. My timing was that I saved up as much money as I could, selling my expensive car in LA, selling all my possessions in LA to move back home. I bit off a piece of that humble pie and lived with my parents for the first year or a little bit more when I had Iris. And I, you cannot deny that that is a humble feeling as a 40-year-old. And yet I knew it was a means to an end. And so I was doing that. I promised myself, I'm one of these kind of hippies that really wanted to devote my body to Iris for her first 2 years, the breastfeeding, all of those things, and really being with her as much as possible, even though we needed breaks too, of course, but just giving my all. And especially for me, I had a child a little bit later. And so it wasn't any guarantee that I was going to be able to have another, or just timing of life. And I didn't end up being with her dad as it turned out. So it was just me really wanting to soak up every little bit of motherhood in that way. And I'm so glad I did. And even though that's really hard, shout out to all the new moms out there, all of the struggling moms. It's a natural thing to struggle. It's not a natural thing to become a perfect mom right away. It's vastly different than the rest of our lives have been. And so I guess I want to remind everyone what you said, just have faith, have hope, and believe that what you are choosing to do is right for now, because everything is temporary. And I'm really glad I took a full 3 years to devote to Iris. And I'll be honest, I lived off of a little bit of government assistance for food. And I'm really glad I did. And that set me up perfectly to launch into an awesome career. And it's worked out.
I'm actually feeling the transparency, the vulnerability, the love. I just put my hand on my heart. And I appreciate you. This is so why I wanted you to kick off the season, because that humility, that down to earthness, this, you know, I feel like that's a big part of being diva, you know? And I think we can all define diva how we want to, but when I started, I think I wrote something really cute: divine, inspirational, vivacious, and aware. Are you ready? And I'm going to put that again. And I feel like, yes, I'm ready. I was ready to reconnect with Ivory.
Yay.
So thank you so much. Is there anything else? Any other? Oh my goodness. Can you tell everyone like how they can find you, how they can find you on the Big Island, and everything about what you're up to right now?
Of course. Yes. So I am a rock star realtor. I am with a beautiful brokerage called Equity Hawaii Real Estate. We service all 8 islands. I am on the Big Island, and my favorite way to be contacted is on Instagram. And my Instagram handle is 007, the numbers, 007 Hawaii Agent. So just 007 Hawaii Agent. I actually chose that because I got this great phone number from AT&T and it's 727-0007. So it's 007, it's 0007. So again, my phone number is 808-727-0007. I'm always up for text, DMs. I'm really responsive. I'm a top producer. I love helping people. I'm really fun. We have a great time looking at property. I'm an amazing seller's agent. I always include staging and I really have like,
by the way, you're making me want to buy a property from you right now. So keep going.
You should. It's really fun. I take a different approach than most realtors. And I just really cut through a lot of the BS, so to speak. And I make it fun and real and honest. And we have a great time. And right now is a great time to sell because everybody's getting more money than they expect to. And it's really fun. So I've really enjoyed it. It's been a great transition. And I've had a lot of support from my boyfriend. And Iris is almost 5 now. And she, if you ask her, she'll say, my mom sells dream houses.
Oh, I can't wait to meet her again.
Yes.
Well, wow. Okay. Well, I'm super inspired and I'm so grateful that you could join the first episode of Diva Discussions. And I would love to have you back. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Thank you so much, Diva Denise. Love you so much. And I will see you next time.
Love you. Thanks, guys.